Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Megan Steele, who's the Assistant Director of Admissions for Visitor Engagement at Goucher College in beautiful Towson, Maryland. Megan, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, John.
It is our honor and pleasure, Megan. I can't wait to hear about all the great things that Goucher has to offer. So let me ask you, can you provide us with an overview of Goucher College's mission and educational philosophy and how it differentiates itself from other colleges and universities?
Sure. So Goucher is very much a small private liberal arts school. So we're very committed to the ideas of a liberal arts education. So having both that breadth and depth of knowledge. But we're also really focused on making sure that students are prepared for jobs that don't even exist today. So we have a really large focus on career education and global education, making sure that students know how to think critically and work with students and individuals that are different from themselves. And so that very much is part of the curriculum for all of our students, regardless of their major. And I think that really shows itself within our core requirements with the interdisciplinary seminars and with our required study abroad as well.
Well, that's terrific. You're a small private liberal arts school with a focus on career and global education, preparing your students for jobs that don't even exist today. I love that. And what is Goucher College's approach to the admissions process itself, particularly in terms of the criteria and factors considered when reviewing student applications?
Yeah, so I always say that my job is a lot nicer because Goucher admits about 75% of all applicants.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we're trying to find the right fit student, but looking for reasons to admit versus deny. That being said, we do review our applications holistically and contextually. So looking at the full picture of a student, what they've been involved in, reading their essay and recommendation letters. But when it comes to the transcript, that's really when the context comes into play. So seeing what trends have existed within their GPA year over year, semester over semester, and you know, are they on an upward trajectory? What classes are available to them at their high school, and how have they challenged themselves within the curriculum? So not penalizing students who only have one AP offered to them.
Understood. And Megan, what advice would you give to a student and parents who are navigating the college admissions process, specifically in terms of preparing a strong application?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, regardless of the school that students are applying to, is for them to be themselves and really have their sense of self shine through their application. And also to not be afraid to reach out to admissions offices. We are there to help the students. So if they have questions, they are always welcome to reach out to us.
Well, we appreciate that. And what are some unique programs, initiatives, or even opportunities offered by Goucher College that go beyond the traditional classroom experience?
Yeah. So, I mean, our 100% study abroad is absolutely at the forefront of that. So students are able to complete this either through a full semester abroad, where they're enrolling directly into an international institution, or they can do a 3-week intensive course abroad, an ICA, and that is led by Goucher faculty and are just Goucher students taking part in those. But I think another really great opportunity are our community-based learning opportunities. So Towson is about 20 minutes north of downtown Baltimore. And so we have 9 weekly programs that are really focused on connecting with these community partners, focusing on issues of justice and service, but moving past the idea of one and done volunteering and having students commit to at least a semester's worth of work with those organizations.
Well, that's terrific. And you mentioned 100% study abroad. Yes. So you mean that every single student actually studies abroad?
Every single student. And we have over 60 different locations available.
Wow, that's fantastic. So obviously with 60 different locations, you're covering every corner of the world. And that's wonderful. That's very unique. So we appreciate that. Getting back to the overall application itself, Megan, what is your average profile in terms of the current freshman class, including GPA and any other thing that you might collect, such as SAT or ACT scores? And if a student should fall lower than your mid-50, what are some of the things that they can do to enhance their application?
Yeah, sure. So we are recalculating all GPAs on an unweighted 4.0 score, looking at just academic core courses. So not gym class or art or music, unless they are at the AP level. That unweighted average is about a 3.2. We have been test optional since 2006. And so we've seen fewer and fewer students submit those scores. But our average SAT is about a 1200. And for those students that maybe are not quite at that profile, I think that's really where sort of showcasing yourself within your application comes into play. And also seeing how they've challenged themselves within the curriculum. So, you know, if you challenge yourself to take AP Calc and maybe got, you know, a low B or a high C or something like that, we recognize that you were taking that risk in enrolling in that course. So there's definitely some leniency there, and that's really where we're looking at the full picture.
Well, I appreciate how you talked about if you challenge yourself and you take an AP course, you receive a low B or even in the C range, that's okay because you're showing the admissions representative, in this case, obviously at Goucher College, that you're really applying yourself, trying to do your best to build those ramps academically. I also appreciate how you mentioned that you actually recalculate the GPA given on the transcript,
yes,
looking at it from an unweighted perspective using core courses only. Obviously, that's to level the playing field. I'm sure you get applications from hundreds, if not thousands, of high schools from throughout the country. And as we all know, every school has a different weighting scale. Some use a 4-point scale, 8-point scale, 10. Some even use a 100-point scale. Some use letters. Some, you've even seen a 7. So, you know, in terms of leveling the playing field, that's good insight in terms of what you do. So, Megan, what are some things that students do to demonstrate their interest in Goucher? And do you track such things as part of your overall admissions process?
Yeah, so the system, the database system that we use tracks interactions and how students have connected with us, but it is not used for the application review. But, you know, we have students that will email us, visit campus, visit us when we are visiting their high schools or attending college fairs, coming to our open houses, all sorts of things. So I think as long as students are doing their research and connecting with us as a way for them to have the most information and make the best decision for their future, that's what we like to see. So I always say, you know, there's no stupid question. If they are thinking of things, if they have asked it before, that is absolutely okay because they want to know more there.
Understood. So again, your database does track it, but you're not using it in the admissions process. Just curious though, if a student, if it's 50-50, right, whether or not you're going to accept a student, even in a case like that at Goucher, it doesn't come into consideration, correct?
So that is the one time where if we're really on the fence with a student and they have been consistently interacting with us, then we will be more apt to give them a chance. But I will say that happens, you know, a couple of times every year. So it's pretty rare and only in those very specific circumstances.
Well, we appreciate that, especially because it's a message to students. Whether or not a school says that they track demonstrated interest or not, it could never hurt you. First of all, visiting a campus, whether it's virtual or on campus itself, can only help you in terms of your research of the college. When they send you an email, opening it, engaging with the links, this is for your research. It can only help you. But more importantly, it can hurt you. So again, whether or not a school says that they track it or not, they use it or not in their admissions process, definitely engage, definitely visit if you can. And you never know, like Megan said, in a rare case, it's 50-50, they're on the fence. They may admit you if, in fact, you show demonstrated interest. So we appreciate that, Megan. I also received some inquiries from parents asking about clubs, sports, or any other activity students participate in outside of the classroom. So what are you looking for from a student's activity sheet? And does it change based on the student's intended course of study?
Yeah, so there's nothing specific that we are looking for. We will not, you know, decide to admit someone solely based on what is on their activity list. But really, we just want to see that as a way to get to know students a little bit more and see how they've been engaging and how they might engage on our campus. And I think oftentimes students think that what is on that list has to be directly related to their high school, which is definitely not the case. If they're involved in their community, if they're working, if they're taking care of, you know, younger siblings or grandparents, we just want to see what students are doing when they're not sitting in a classroom, because right. Everyone is doing something. So it does not matter what a student's intended major is. When they apply to Goucher, they're just applying to the school on the whole. They can list an intended major, but that's not locked in any way. So really, it's just an additional way to get to know the student.
Understood. And of course, Megan, the cost of college is clearly a major consideration for many students and their parents. What opportunities are available at Goucher for merit and even need-based aid?
Yeah. At Goucher, 100% of students receive merit-based scholarships.
Wow.
And that is automatic through the application process. So there's nothing additional that students need to do. And this past year, those scholarships ranged from $22,000 to $38,000 per year. So rewarding students for what they have already done in high school. And then in addition to that, about 97% of our students receive some sort of need-based aid, and the majority of that is gift aid. So scholarships and grants that do not need to be paid back, and then that can be supplemented with self-help aid if need be.
Understood. And Megan, can you explain what opportunities does Goucher offer students that may have had an IEP while in high school, in terms, of course, of helping to ensure that they continue to be successful once they're on your campus?
So for all of our students, whether or not they have an IEP, we have our Academic Center for Excellence, or ACE. And so they handle all of our tutoring. We have a writing center and a quantitative reasoning center. But ACE can also help with time management skills and study skills and note-taking skills. So really making sure that students have all of the tools to be successful. But then for any student that has a documented IEP, that goes through our Office of Accessibility Services. And so they will work with students to see what they have previously received in the past and how that makes sense translating to the college environment. So, you know, working one-on-one with all of those students.
Well, that's great. And Megan, I always put the Office of Undergraduate Admission in the show notes. If there are any links that you want to include in addition to admissions, of course, the ACE program or anything else, just send them to me. And of course, we'll put them in the show notes for the students and parents to see.
Perfect.
What about students aspiring to play sports in college? Megan, what advice do you have for prospective student athletes in terms of making their intentions to play known?
Sure. So Goucher is a Division III school. So that means that students are able to reach out directly to the coaches. And on our website, on our athletic page, we actually have a Recruit Me tab for all of our sports. And so if any student is interested in playing at Goucher, we encourage them to fill that out. And then the coach will get in contact with them and start that conversation there.
Well, we appreciate it. And Megan, you have shared so much information about Goucher. We talked about a lot of aspects of the application and, of course, all the things that you offer. Is there a question I didn't ask yet that you wish I had, or a topic that I didn't bring up that you wish I did? At this time, it's your opportunity to share any other things that I didn't bring up.
Yeah, I think it would just be a little bit more about our campus environment. So, you know, you mentioned that we are in Towson, and that is just outside of Baltimore, about 20 minutes north of downtown. And Goucher really is sort of the best of both worlds, particularly in comparison to other small liberal arts schools, many of which, including my own, can be kind of in the middle of nowhere. So Goucher has a 287-acre campus that is extremely green. Only about 15 acres or so of that is actually the buildings of the campus. But you step right off of our campus and there is a gigantic shopping mall. There's the downtown area of Towson. We have a shopping center with both a Target and a Walmart. And then Baltimore itself is 20 minutes away. So students don't have to sort of pick and choose what they want their college experience to be. They are right near a city, but still very much on that traditional college campus.
Well, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much. And this has been a terrific conversation. Unfortunately, it does lead us to the last question, Megan, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice you would provide a student and their parents getting ready for the college admissions process?
Yeah, it's a big one. So I think the first thing would just be to visit as many schools as you can, whether that's in person or through a virtual tour or just doing research on a college's website. I think the second is to ask questions of everyone that you can, especially if you are on a campus tour. So whether that is connecting with other students or your admissions counselor or professors. And then the last might be a little bit more geared towards the students, but to make sure that you are the one in the driver's seat of your college search process. Not to say that parents aren't able to give input or teachers or friends, but ultimately it is where you will be spending the next 4 years. So making sure that you are choosing a school that feels right for you and not what you think others want you to choose.
Well, those are great pieces of advice. Visit as many schools as you can. Like you said, whether it's in person or virtual, there are so many opportunities nowadays, not only with the in person, but of course, virtually. Also asking questions, like you said earlier, there's no silly questions. So students don't be bashful, and parents. And lastly, students, a message for you, make sure that you are in the driver's seat in terms of selecting the right school for you. For every student applying to colleges, there are many schools that are, in fact, the right fit for you, but not every school is necessarily for you, regardless of where a parent went, your aunt, your uncle, where your friends are going, you know, which sticker we're going to put on the back of the car. Right. So have an open mind, visit, ask questions, and try to enjoy. Megan, I have truly enjoyed this conversation. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your time and expertise. I'm so happy, as I know that this is going to help so many students and their parents as they navigate through the college admissions process. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, John. This was great.
My pleasure. Take care, everyone, and good luck.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP.
Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process Podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process.